This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and Fitness channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Lorna Borenstein, founder and CEO of Grokker.com, the incredible high-definition online and video on-demand program led by world experts that will bring health and wellness right to your living room. Lorna, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Thanks. Great to be with you, Eric.
And it's great to have you, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, what is Grokker, and how did you come up with this fabulous idea?
Grokker was a lifesaver for me. I actually retired early after being at a bunch of very fast-paced internet companies in the early days and hadn't seen my kids or my husband in about, 15 years. So I retired and decided to focus on what matters most, right? Personal well-being, our families, our friends, our communities. And I was traveling with my three children and my husband. And I didn't have, a nanny or a babysitter with me. And the nearest yoga studio or gym from the condo that we were renting, this was actually in Hawaii, was a 35-minute drive from our condo. And so that would have been like 2.5 hours out of my day just to go practice yoga or get a workout in. And it just wasn't feasible for me. And so I thought, well, let me just, use my first-generation iPad here. Let me go online and see if I can find beautiful, expert-led video so I can practice yoga or workout right here at the condo. And after about 1.5 hours of searching, I was fit to be tied. I couldn't find beautiful, abundant, expert-led at my level of videos. And so I came out of retirement and started a company that does this for everybody.
Get into what kind of programs that you do offer.
So so the three categories we really cover are yoga, which includes meditation, fitness, and healthy cooking. And so if you're looking for beginner, intermediate, or advanced level video to sort of follow along, help you at home or on the go with getting, the workouts you need, the nutrition that you care about, then we've probably got amongst our thousands and thousands of videos and hundreds of experts something for you. So the whole point of it, Eric, is doesn't matter, you don't need to have done this before. If you're looking to fit wellness into your very busy schedule, we should have something for you, and you can have it on your phone, your iPad, your connected TV, your laptop, wherever you are. The whole point of Grokker is to make it accessible for you so you're untethered.
Such a convenience. Now, where can we find Grokker, and is this just for consumers, or do businesses offer it to their staff as well?
Yeah, it's a great question. We started off focusing on consumers, and, people would come to our website, which is just Grokker, G-R-O-K-K-E-R, Grokker.com, or go to the App Store and download our app, or if you have an Apple TV or a Roku device, or if you're a cable subscriber, for example, we have a channel on Comcast on demand. The consumer could get it wherever they were. And then companies started asking us if we could provide Grokker as an employee benefit, because what companies realize is healthy, happy, less stressed employees are much more likely to show up and stay and remain with the company. And so we've actually now, we've developed an entire enterprise division where we supply mid and large corporations with Grokker as a benefit. So maybe that your employer is already paying for Grokker, and you may have access to it as an employee, as may your dependents.
Today we are with Lorna Borenstein, founder and CEO of Grokker.com, the incredible high-definition online and video-on-demand program led by world experts that will bring health and wellness right to your living room here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Lorna, since you're from Silicon Valley, I expect you have some tools on Grokker, some very fun tools indeed. What are some of those features?
So the most fun one to me is every time you complete a video, you can post what we call an I did this. So there's a little button that you click which literally says I did this, and there'll be a little, explosion of stars to congratulate you, but it tracks all of your progress. And so you get to sort of look back and see how many minutes of workouts you did, how many calories you've burned, activity days. So you get to track and see how you're doing. And some of the things we've heard from our enthusiasts, which are built into the product, which they love, there's a whole calendaring and reminder system to make it really, really easy for you to never slump too long on taking care of yourself. So any video that you may choose to, you can program. So you just click your little alarm clock icon under the video, and you tap on that, and then it'll offer you what day of the month, what day of the week, what time of day you want to do it. So you actually end up with this calendar that sets up all of your workouts for you for, you know, up to an entire month at a time, and then we'll send you an email reminder or notification to let you know, hey, you know what, you've got an appointment at 7:30 this morning with your yoga mat, so come on down and do it. So those are two of the cool ones. The other thing is in our app, if you download our app in the Apple Store, for example, in the Apple App Store, you can download videos to watch offline. So a lot of people told us that, you know, maybe they're traveling or they don't have great Wi-Fi in their basements, which is sometimes where they can do workouts. So you can download videos and then watch them offline, so you don't even need to be connected to Wi-Fi. We have challenges where you can participate with a group to hit a wellness goal. And I think, frankly, you know, Eric, one of the things that's really hard, I don't know if it is for you, it has been for me in maintaining my, you know, wellness, is I feel like I want to be encouraged and have a community and maybe have people to ask questions of. And so there are some pretty robust community features where you can ask any expert a question, and they'll answer you directly, give you real answers to your questions. And knowledgeable members of the community who may be going through what you are. You know, we've got lots of members who may be recovering from injury or suffering from illness. And so in our forums and through our commenting and our Q&A cafe, you can connect with other people to help you along your journey. So those are some of the features that are available to try to make it a little bit easier for you to, you know, be a better you, which is what we try to help people be.
In your opinion, what's the best piece of advice for anyone looking to lead a more healthy life through exercise, yoga, or meditation? Can you offer some tips here?
Yeah, so a couple of tips. The first is, you know, if you think of your life as being like a tent, you know, you have different flaps of your tent, and if one of the flaps comes undone, the tent will still kind of stay upright. But if too many of those flaps that are what stabilize you come undone, your tent's just going to fall over. And so the tip that I like to give people is, you know, I call it my 8-3-3. So the flaps of my tent are sleep, nutrition, and exercise. So I really try to aim to be having 8 hours of sleep a night. Different people need different amounts of sleep. You may need 7.5, some people may need 9, but 8. So I really try to focus on getting 8 hours of sleep a night. The second flap of my tent is nutrition. I need 3 nutritious meals a day, not just grabbing, you know, a meal replacement bar or a shake, but actually eating something nutritious 3 times a day. And then the third flap of my tent is exercise. 20 to 30 minute workouts a week that are not just, you know, something that walking up the stairs, for example, actually 20 to 30 minutes where I'm doing something that is invigorating and that really gets my heart beating and fuels my soul. So if I can get that 8-3-3, some weeks if I can't get the 8 but I can manage the other 2-3s, I'm okay. If I've got more than one of those flapping, my tent just falls over. So I think it's a really simple 8-3-3 rule that you can follow. So that's one that I really like to share with people. And then the other tip that I would say is it is so important. We are so smashed, you know, slammed for time. We have less time than ever. And what do we give up? We give up taking care of ourselves. I think people feel that it's somewhat selfish to put themselves first. And what I would offer, what I would argue is you have to put yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. So don't think of taking, you know, 20 minutes to stretch or breathe or work out as a selfish act. Actually think of it as enabling you, empowering you to then take care of everybody else in your life.
Certainly some fantastic points. Really appreciate that. And the 8-3-3 is a great rule to remember as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, advice, or one last final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, the thing that I would say is it is so, you know, the top two complaints that I hear from, it's often from either the female head of the household or the really busy working dad are, you know, I don't have enough time to work out. Can I really get any fitness in my life if I can't devote hours at a time to get to the gym? And I will just let you know, science has proven it is not that you have to do a ton. It's begin a healthy habit. The key is to start with small increments to fit into your life so that over time you're more likely to stick with it. So I would just say, you know, whether it's with Grokker or someone in your neighborhood, or if you have, you know, a fitness center at your place of work, if you can just try to commit to small steps that are more sustainable, you can form a habit, and all the science will prove that if you can do something for about 3 weeks in a row, that habit is very likely to stick, and you will really appreciate the benefits for your health.
It is Grokker.com. Lorna, thank you so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly love what you've got here.
My pleasure.
We have been speaking with Lorna Borenstein, founder and CEO of Grokker.com, the incredible high-definition online and video on-demand program led by world experts that will bring health and wellness right to your living room. Again, for more information, simply visit Grokker.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time. Enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.